Right next to the Holland Center in downtown Omaha, tons of steel continue to arrive to build the Steel House, one more venue under the umbrella of Omaha Performing Arts, or OPA.
The building is designed to host performances for 1,500 to 3,000, so you can stand and listen to the touring bands that have been bypassing Omaha.
John Squires, president of Omaha Performing Arts, says there is nothing like this on the area, and this new venue will meet the demand of a specific audience.
It's just focused particularly on the audiences ages 18 to 45, but it will also be available for some of our community partners. But we think it's really a wonderful new addition to downtown Omaha and to our arts and entertainment offerings.
A difference from the other two venues managed by OPA, the Orpheum Theater and the Holland Center, which will continue to bring Broadway shows, jazz, speakers, and family entertainment, the Steel House is designed for the audience to have a very casual evening, listening to bands. Also, this new venue will accommodate bands that are too big for the Holland, but small for the CHI Center.
I think, you know, really the outside architecture reflects how different the building is.
OPA is partnering with Live Nation to help with the booking of the bands. And the opening of the Steel House will make an economic impact on the already established Omaha downtown economy.
Currently, we have an economic impact of over $48 million, and we're bringing in 600,000 people a year. This one will draw another 155,000 to downtown, an additional $13 million of economic impact, and it really is, I think, going to be transformative.
The performance for the opening date is scheduled on May 12th of 2023. And now, like every month, let's hear from Bob Carlson, Director of Public Relations and Communications of OPA, about the upcoming events.
Tickets are now on sale for Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. That is the first Broadway show of the season, and it opens on October 18th. Also ahead in September, we're hosting the live version of MasterChef Junior. The young chefs who were finalists in the show will be on stage at the Orpheum on September 20th. And then we have two great shows that are going to be in Omaha on September 30th. Comedian Joe Gatto is at the Orpheum, and then the amazing trumpeter Terrence Blanchard will be at the Holland. Blanchard is a two-time Oscar nominee. He's won the Grammy six times. And then I'll just wrap it up with Zach Williams, a Christian performer. He will be at the Orpheum on October 1st.
You can visit o-pa.org for more information. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.